Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8. Wednesday Live, the name of the show, man. And of course, I trust everything is right with you. I will be talking to the birthday man, Muruti Karabo Mraka, and also the Professor Samuel Kabamba. We will be touching base there. And I trust as we do so, the Father will just do you good, grace you so much in a mighty way. And then, of course, also, I believe that you will enjoy much of the show. There's just so many people that I think we should bring along to really help in this. Many people that can really help us, you know, much, much, much more. And also, good music. I want to start with some good music, you know. As we start the show, I'm trying to put on my songs, man. This thing doesn't allow me. I don't know why.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, true, authentic Christian radio.
BB Winans, the beautiful one, I should say. And let us welcome Muruti Karabo Mraka. Muruti, greetings.
Greetings, my brother. Greetings in the mighty name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus, the Anointed One. And greetings to Prof. Kabamba and all the listeners, and especially those guests which you are bringing on board tonight.
Are you well, though?
I'm very well, just tired.
Too
much excitement.
The birthday issue, hey, Muruti!
Yeah. No, my wife was getting me to do things today, yeah. Yeah. No, but I thank God he's refreshing me.
Yes.
About the day, but also in terms of the work forward, the years, yeah, we thank God.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy birthday to you, sir. And may
you so
grow
much
in the grace of the Most High, even far much more. Thank you being you.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you, brother. Thank you very much.
Hallelujah. And we also have Pastor Samuel Kabamba is on the line. Greetings to you, Muruti.
Yeah, greetings. And thank you very much for having us tonight. We are so blessed. And I heard you wishing the man of God happy birthday. We wish him happy birthday and all the best. And may he grow in wisdom. We thank God for this wonderful time as you're going to share the word. Thank you very much for having us.
Absolutely. I thought I should play him a song, man. This is a song by L.D. Barge. My mind, my heart, and my soul. What a dedication that one would say. I want to dedicate my mind, my heart, and my soul to serving you at all times.
Wow.
Where Christ is in the heart of every message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
It's a beautiful song, I should say. One of the most beautiful songs that were done by El Dibaj from the group Shalama. Go and check what the name Shalama means. You will understand why this group had to come under, you know, the knife. They had to be cut off. They were just awake in their times. Amazing them. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8, Wednesday Live, the name of the show. I'm talking to the birthday man, Muruti Karabo Muraka, and of course also touching base with Pastor Samuel Kabamba. And we are talking about the spirits of drunkenness, how these have skimmed their ways around us, and how these have gone on to actually even consolidate themselves amongst those who say we are believers.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, true, authentic, Christian radio.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
All right. Thank you so much. We really appreciate this very time and hour. And we are talking about the spirit of drunkenness, what it is even all about, what the word of the Father says with regards to this, and what we have come to learn about this over the years, man. What are the things that we have come to learn about these over the years, what the word says with regards to this, and there is just quite a lot that the Father has put across with regards to this. And I believe that as believers, we need to take cognizance of the very fact that the Father has said quite a lot with regards to this. And we are looking into it. Trust and believe that the Father will do you good, grace you so much in a mighty, mighty way. Now, drunkenness is also described as a state of being inebriated. You know, inebriated. And the word is warning us against this. The word is saying quite a lot with regards to this. And thank you so much to Muruti Muraka, who said we will be, talking to quite a lot of people who will be telling us about this. Quite a lot of people will be telling us about this. And, of course, also amongst them, it is Pastor Eric Modise. He will be telling us this. Pastor Eric Modise from Atrichville. He is actually based in Fos Loras. We will be talking also to Colonel Isaac Shabangu is in Broncos Spirit. We will be touching base also with William Steinbank. He is in KZN, just next to Durban there. Just next to Durban. The place that is always hot, you know. We'll be touching base with him there. We'll be touching base with Dr. TC also, I hope. Dr. TC will talk to us also with regards to the topic of tonight. And and a lot others will be touching base with us with regards to this. And still waiting on Dr. TC to talk to us. Quite a lot, you know. The very aspect these days of being inebriated, you know, of drunkenness. This is one spirit that attacks almost everyone, if not all, almost everyone. You know, people get somehow attacked by this spirit in many ways than one, especially now as we turn to the summer season. Not that in winter it does not, but as we turn to many celebrations that are there, we see drunkenness coming in many ways, and it facilitating other kinds of being high. And this thing is happening even amongst believers. I mean, people have taken this as an energy booster. Yeah, drunkenness, alcoholism. Look, Proverbs chapter 20 verse 1 says, wine is a mocker, strong drink is a brawler, and whoever is led astray by it is not wise. Drunkenness leads astray. It takes us away from the course of wisdom. That's what it says. And wisdom in this case is Yahushua HaMashiach, for the Christ. Yahushua HaMashiach is the wisdom of the Elohim, Yahuwah Elohim. The wisdom of the Father, our Heavenly Father. Christ is the wisdom of our Heavenly Father. That's what I meant. And much of the times, I think, we take it light. You know, you would go up to some companies, Christian companies, and then you would see they open up the store. When they have these big meetings, there's this cabinet that they open, Muruti Muraka. There's this cabinet, Eba Ibula Angtad. And Eba Sino Ibula. Abo Nasri Herile. Upelile. Dilotetu Angmola. Both two cousins, four ships. Lion Laga. All those things, they come out there. Bo Brande Beini, Brande Beini. Bo King Engwela baby tank. Half Jack. They come out. Those things. And then I saw also again in one of the clips where drunkenness was sanctioned during a church service. And this preacher, bishop, whatever, because they were wearing like a pope clothes, looks like those are pope or a bishop. And then he was drinking, and these others were waiting next to him. You could just see they can't wait to swallow. They wanted some strong drink also. You could see how their throats were anticipating as he was drinking, and it passed by, and that one drinks, it passes by. And I'm talking strong drinks, man. And the word says, wine is a mocker. All forms of mockery. We are mocking ourselves. We are mocking our way. We are mocking our stance. We are mocking our light. We are mocking our testimony. Says wine is a mocker, strong drink is a brawler. Do you know what's a brawler? It's a fighter, someone who fights every, like a street fighter. As a boy growing up in the streets of Attridgeville, there were these things called the plakies. If you're in Mamelodi, there would be these things called the plakies. For the movies that are playing at the cinema there, they used to call it what? HMPJ. There was a cinema there. And I remember very well, I would follow my father. I would be on a bicycle following him. He would be going to a movie. And then they'd say, hey, let's chase him back. Let's chase him back. They're going there to watch a movie. And then in Attridgeville, at Siku Street, there, just next to Soulsville Station, they call it Mokhetwa Cinema. I think it has become a church of some sort now. But hey, there was a guy called Ntate Mokhetwa. And there they would be playing a movie by Jackie Chan called The Big Brawler. Means the one who instigates fights, the fighter. Says, therefore, alcoholism or the notion of drunkenness, these spirits cause lots of fights amongst believers. And it says, whoever is led by these is not wise. So we are led away from the ways of wisdom because of this. And sometimes we don't talk about this, man. Families are breaking down. People are becoming addicted to alcohol. People constantly become drunk. Others even lose their jobs because of drunkenness. Musalan, now you're losing your job. Because this thing takes you away from the wisdom of the Father. We need to be careful about it. We need to talk about it. Proverbs 23:20 says, do not mix with wine bibbers or with gluttonous eaters of meat. Wine bibbers. We shouldn't mix with such. Doesn't mean that we shouldn't testify with them. To mix. Do you know what it means to mix? To be entangled with, to be associated with, to be one with. To mix means to take two and make one. Two components to form one. That's a mixing of a sort. And sometimes I think we become those kinds of believers who are caught up in the notion. And we say, no, kilo dula fela na kina cold drink imola. Modimporomang, you are worshipping those spirits. Whosoever is there is bowing down to these spirits of drunkenness. Even though we le mola unwa cold drink ifela. And I know many people are just going to have a problem with me. We once had this show many years ago, I think during the COVID time, and there was this pastor who threatened to even sue me. I can't speak about alcohol like this. And I wasn't speaking about the chemical. I was speaking about the spirit of drunkenness. Verse 29 of the very same chapter, 23 of Proverbs says, who has woe? Woe is trouble. Who has woe? Who has sorrow? Sorrow. This sorrow. Headaches, regrets, and all that. Who has contentions? Immediate enemies that oppose you, contending with you. Who has complaints? The following day, people are complaining about you. Hey, man, you peed on my wall, man. My kids saw you. Who has wounds without cause? Ah. We used to call them the Naviek Chocolade, weekend chocolate. Because every weekend, something must happen to your eye. Somebody must do some reconstruction on your face because you did something, or you've fallen from a gate or something. On the stairs of your own home. who has redness of eyes is the indication of an inflammation. Because drunkenness leads to the various inflammations in the body, and it shows in the eyes. We're talking about that. We trust the Father will do you good, grace you so much in a mighty way.
Did you know you can listen to your favorite programs whenever you want? Check out our podcasts. Listen to your best love presenters anytime, any place. No need to miss out on your favorite programming. It's just a click away. Go to our website at radiopulpit.co.za and click on our podcast page for a variety of content at your fingertips. Yes, Radio Pulpit is still your daily companion.
All right, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. Let me start with the birthday man. Eish, Murut. The state of being inebriated, drunkenness. The word is warning us with regards to this. These spirits have made a scourge amongst us. What say you, sir?
Thank you very much, my brother. I'm going to start at two scriptures. The first is Ephesians 5, verse 18. And this is what Ephesians says, chapter 5, verse 18, says this. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled in the Spirit. There, when one listens to what it is saying, the scripture is saying, do not be drunk with wine. Rather, be filled in the Spirit. So it is contrasting drunkenness with being filled with the Spirit. And that's where I agree with you, my brother, that drunkenness, as we are speaking about it, we are speaking concerning a spirit. Because it's being filled with other spirits than the Spirit of the Lord. Then the second scripture I would like us to read is in Genesis chapter 9, and it's verse 20 and verse 21. And Noah began to be a farmer, and he planted a vineyard. Then he drank of the wine and was drunk and became uncovered in his tent. He drank of the wine and was drunk and became uncovered in his tent. The first thing is, if you look at Noah, he became a farmer who planted a vineyard. And in John chapter 15, we hear our Lord and our Savior saying, the Father in heaven is the farmer, and Jesus himself is the vine in the vineyard of the Father, and we are the branches. So there is a comparison there. What do you produce? You produce the fruit of the vine. Now, Noah, from the fruit of the vine, he produced wine, which he drank to the point of being drunk. And being drunk, he was unable to control himself. And what happened? He uncovered his nakedness because of being drunk. And I want to say tonight,
The spirit of drunkenness is the spirit of judgment. The spirit of drunkenness is the spirit of judgment. Because when you become drunk, whether you become drunk from alcohol, or you become drunk from blood, or you become drunk from a title or any other thing, you are actually coming under judgment. And what does it mean to be drunk? In other words, the real meaning of being drunk, being inebriated, is actually to be filled to the position of being controlled by what is filling you. That is why in Ephesians chapter 5, the Holy Spirit says to us, instead of being filled with wine or being filled with strong drink to a position where we are no more in control of ourselves. And then it says, do not be drunk with wine in which is dissipation. What is that word dissipation? It means known salvation. In other words, if you are filled to the position of being controlled by wine, you are outside of salvation. It fights the salvation. It's a brawler. It's a mocker. It is causing you to lose what you were supposed to have from the Father. However, if you are filled in the Holy Spirit, you are led to where you activate your salvation in fear and trembling. So these two spirits oppose each other. The Spirit of God, if you are filled in it, you are able to walk in the salvation that you have secured by being born above. Because when we get born again, our spirit are saved. But going forward in walking, we have to activate that salvation. How do we do that? By being filled by the Holy Spirit and abiding in the word of Christ. In other words, when we are controlled by the Spirit of God, controlled by the word of God, and the direct teaching, the direct instructing that we get, that we have missed that point, is when we are led to desire wine when it is in a glass and it bristles nicely, and we keep on sitting at that table and drinking on and on and on until that substance is controlling us. And when it controls us, then we are actually demonstrating that we are now under the judgment of God instead of under the salvation of God. So, drinking and drunkenness are a direct lesson to anyone and everyone that is watching, that such a one is displaying and testifying to the judgment of God. And let me summarize it by going to Ezekiel 23. Ezekiel 23, when it opens, it talks about two women, the daughters of one another. They committed harlotry in Egypt. They committed harlotry in their youth. Their breasts were there embraced. Their virgin bosom was their breath. They are named Ohola the elder and Oholiba his sister. They were mine, and they bore sons and daughters. And as for their name, Samaria is Ohola, and Jerusalem is Oholiba. In other words, what we are being taught there is that Israel and Judah belong to the Father. However, they committed fornication. And what does he say later on in verse 32 and 33 and 34? He says, you shall drink of your sister's cup, the deep and wide one. You shall be lapped to scorn and held in derision. It contains much. You will be filled with drunkenness and sorrow. The cup of horror and desolation, the cup of your sister Samaria, you shall drink and drain it. You shall break in shard and tear at your own breast. For I have spoken, says Yudhavah Elohim. Now, what are we gleaning from, a lesson that you are gleaning from here, is that Israel, by walking in unfaithfulness towards Jehovah, was sent into exile, and they never came back. Judah, still looking and seeing what happened to Israel, the judgment, what did Judah do? It continued to do the things which Israel was doing, and they were sent into Babylon. They came back, and Jehovah himself came down and walked amongst them as a human being. And we call him Jesus, we call him Yeshua, we call him Yahusha. The thing is, he wept looking at Jerusalem and said, you who killed the prophets that I sent you, I want you to gather you like a hen gathers its chicks under its wings. But you did not know the day of your visitation. And you shall not see me until you say, blessed is the one who comes in the name of Yahweh. And your house, meaning your temple, will be left desolate unto you. And indeed, it was desolated, that temple, AD 70. The city itself was completely desolated in AD 132, when they again tried to rebel against the Romans. And they were scattered the whole world until both Judah and Israel came back in 1948, prior to 1948, but in 1948, they declared themselves as a state Israel. According to what God had said, he himself will bring them back, not because they have changed, but because for his holy name, the name which we name, Yahusha, Yeshua, Jesus, because of that name, he has brought them back into the land. However, what was the judgment which he spoke even in Jeremiah chapter 25? He'll give Jerusalem the cup to drink, to eat dregs. And we have seen it happen definitely. Now, when you see in the church brethren reading in the word of God that Yeshua said, John came not eating and not drinking, and you said he has got a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and you call him a glutton and a wine piper. But wisdom shall be justified by her children. They look at that, they look at scripture, which are not condemning wine, but condemning drunkenness. And what do? They say, okay, we are allowed. And what do? They cross that line of drunkenness. And what does that mean? Judgment is starting in the house of the Lord. And we have already started seeing it. The scandals which are happening are actually that judgment starting to show that there has been unfaithfulness amongst those who have been saying we belong to the Lord. So it's very, very important to realize that we are dealing with spirit. You're not just dealing with chemicals like you are saying, my brother. The chemicals are the type, and the real reality is the spirit. That's why it's important to juxtapose this whole thing and say, Lord, fill us to inebriation with your spirit, where we are not in control, but your spirit is in control. We are not in control, but your word is in control, because we yield to those rather than yield to these other things, whether it is alcohol or it is wealth, whether it is education, whether it is honor, whether it is all those things, they are being depicted by wine and strong drink. They show that they can control a human being in the same way that wine and strong drink controls a human being when they have consumed them beyond the limit. And that is why it is important to hear what the Word of God is saying, to hear what the Spirit of God is saying. We only have to submit ourselves and yield ourselves completely to the Spirit of God and to the Word of God to overflow.
All right. I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Muruti. We are talking about the spirit of drunkenness, man, and you see how serious this becomes, I tell you.
Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right. This is amazing. It says in Isaiah chapter 5, verses 11, woe to those who rise early in the morning, that they may follow intoxicating drink, who continue until night, till wine inflames them. Now, already Muruti had spoken about a judgment. I see a condemnation, Pastor Sam. Because when it says woe to those, it's already a condemnation, that drunkenness, these spirits. And as we become more and more intoxicated, inebriated in them, we are actually bringing upon ourselves a curse of some sort. Because this is a condemnation. Woe is a condemnation. Says, look, there's war on this person. There's violence on this person. There's misfortune on this person. There's sickness. There's disease. There's mistakes. There's risks. There's death on this person. This is violence indeed that we impose upon ourselves by just a notion of saying we are trying to be adults and happy. What say you, sir?
Thank you very much for the question. And it's quite interesting to see how when you sit around the people who drink alcohol, for instance, when you sit around them, what you hear when you ask them questions about why they're drinking, you'll always hear some will tell you they don't know why they're drinking. Some they will say it's for fun. Some they will say they want to forget some problems. They want to forget some issues. They want us to be there and just enjoy and forget. You see, the purpose of drinking has never been really something that is worthwhile, something that is for building yourself towards something great, something important. You always see it in terms of fun. That means when you, there's no meaning to it in a way. Now, the enemy takes advantage of that because he realizes that people, they will prefer to be in a place where they can party. You know, the Bible says, better be in a house of mourning than in a house of, of feast. You know, when you are in the feast, when you're in a place where people are drinking, you tend to not think about your life in a very good way. You find yourself thinking about other things. I mean, not you are a bit, superficial with life when you are drinking. Now, in the Bible, I'm going to go back to the scriptures I've used. Before then, I want just to use a scripture in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 31, verse 6 and 7. What does the Bible say? This scripture says that you need to give drinks. Strong drinks to people who are perishing. I mean, it is for people who want to forget their misery. They want to forget their troubles. Those people, you give them drinks so at that particular moment, they may forget about whatever they're going through. But one thing that people don't realize is when you drink wanting to forget your problems, at that moment, yes, you'll be drunk and then you go to bed. It's like as if your problems have been forgotten. But when you wake up in the morning, problems are like fish that's swimming in the water. You know, problems will come again on the surface because we think that we buried problems, but we did not bury problems. Actually, problems were just swimming in our drinks. At that particular moment, we're completely, people are completely, are out. And then when you wake up in the morning, when you are sober, problems come again and stand on your door. Then what do you do? For you to forget the problems, then you will be now in need of what? Drinking. The more you start now drinking, you become now a drunkard. It becomes a spirit. It becomes somebody you have to be using in order to forget your misery. Because you want to do it all the time so that at the end of the day, you may not be in a place of remembering whatever that is kind of hitting you. And this is something that the enemy has given out there to have a lot of people. Because at that particular moment, when people drink and get drunk, they tend to do things that they cannot remember. And it's so funny to see somebody might be jumping something that does not exist. You know, you are jumping, and maybe it could be a pit or something, a well, something that does not, you don't see it. It's not closer to you. It might be far away from you, but you are jumping it from wherever you are. You know, drinking makes people really, be crazy. They lose out. They lose focus. They cannot get it right. Now, there are some people also that will tell us that when they are drunk, they think correctly. They'll tell you when I'm drunk, then I'm straight. But they don't realize that it's also becoming what you call an addiction. By becoming an addiction, it will lead you to a place where one day you'll have all yourself to blame or to cry over. Because that's what drink does. It starts with one glass, and then it becomes two. You'll hear people today, they'll always tell you that the Bible does not condemn drinking, but it condemns being drunk. But then when you read the Bible, when the Bible says give strong drink to those who are perishing, it means what? It does not mean by then already that somebody is drunk. It's just speaking about this type of drink has to be given to people who are perishing. That Christian needs to understand that we are not perishing. We are alive. We are with Christ. The peace of God is with us. As Jesus Christ will say, in the book of John. He said that I've given you my peace, not the way the world gives it to you, but my peace is surpassed all kind of understanding. It means this: when a Christian is facing trouble, it does not mean that the trouble will overwhelm and destroy or crush or kill the person. Now, what happens is in the midst of trouble, you're getting that sense of peace that tells you there is a way out. You're not going to stay here. There is something that is coming before you. There's something good that is coming. Now, when somebody does not see the way out, what does he see? He sees condemnation. He sees the end of everything. That's why most of the people who drink, for them, it's when you're around them, especially those who have been drinking to hide problems, they will tell you that I'm just drinking, that even if I don't wake up tomorrow, I'm fine. It's like as if drinking for them becomes something that they're using in order to end their lives or to end a certain cycle. And Christians need to be very careful, for especially those who today they're endeavoring into what drinking a bit of wine, drinking a bit of this. But even those who are drinking a bit of that, a bit of this, when you ask them a question, they do not have a proper answer. And then here I have to come back to what the Bible says, that everything is permissible, but not everything edifies. Not everything gives life per se. Because, you know, you can do whatever you want to do, but you need always to ask yourself a question. Whatever I'm doing, is it for what purpose? You know, you will come to the story of Paul and Timothy, where Paul will tell Timothy to take a bit of wine because of his stomach. Now, somebody will come and say, hey, if Paul could tell Timothy to take a bit of wine for his stomach, why can't I also do the same? Now, the question will be, why did Paul ask Timothy to take that? The wine that he asked him to take was for what purpose exactly? It was like medication or medicine. He said, take a bit of that so that you may be okay. Now, somehow, people don't see that in whatsoever we eat, whatever we encounter almost on a daily basis, there's a little bit of alcohol. It does not bring alcohol, but alcohol can be formed. It can form itself inside of our body, because the body, human body, needs alcohol. And it's without having alcohol in your body, you have already enough alcohol to keep you alive. And people don't realize that. That's why when people drink, what happens, after they reach a certain level of alcohol, they become drunk. But before then, they cannot see that they are drunk. They cannot even sell it, because they haven't reached that level. But the level that I'm not mentioning here, that to reach that level is not even necessary. We are not trying to reach that level anyway, because the alcohol that we have in our body is already enough to keep our body alive, to keep our body okay. Now, if someone says that I don't take alcohol, yes, maybe to go and take it from the buying a bottle of alcohol and drink, that will understand. But in terms of the thing that we eat, there are some alcohol, some of the components that when you put them in your body, they create alcohol in you in order just to keep your body to be alive in a way. That's the way God has made our body. Now, for us today, we're talking about what happened, the drunkenness, when you see people endeavoring into drinking because they think that by doing so, some, as I said, there's always that word, they don't know why they're drinking, or it is fun, or they don't have time, and they just want to go and kill time, they just go and drink and all this. But you see, whatever they do does not really bring meaning to their lives. Instead, it's a waste, because money has been lost, money has been spent, and at the end of the day, they will sit asking themselves questions, why did I spend money the way I spent it? And it's a problem. Now, when you go now to the scriptures you just mentioned, Maruti, in Isaiah, the Bible is talking about there's a kind of judgment that comes in for people who engage themselves into drinking. Because when you start drinking, then you don't realize, as I said before, some of the people are drinking now, you know, it's always something a bit funny, because even the ones who are taking one glass of wine and one glass of this, if you ask them a question, do you do it in public? They'll tell you, no, I don't do it in public. Then you ask them a question, why don't you do it in public? If it was a good thing, you should have been doing it in public and everyone could see. Why are you hiding? It means there must be something that is not proper. That's why you're hiding, especially when it comes to Christians. Because there are a lot of Christians today, be honest, there are a lot of Christians today who are drinking alcohol. And they stand on the pulpit, as Maruti Miraka brought the scripture of Ephesians 5.
that you see today, there are people in, even on the pulpit, pastors, some pastors, they speak on the pulpit, they are drunk. We think that they are filled with the Holy Spirit, but it's not the Holy Spirit, because for them, they cannot speak to people openly, but they need to drink so they may have that gut to stand in front of people. There are a lot. I know some of the pastors, there's not even one, he passed away a bit long ago. And him, he used to take alcohol, but the way he used to take it, people could not even see. They'll bring a glass of coke, or they'll bring it on the pulpit, but that glass of coke had already, alcohol in it. And they'll add whiskey in it, and people won't know. He would drink as if he's drinking, a coke. But while he's taking alcohol, in order to be drunk and be able to speak to the people. And then he would speak without, fear whatsoever. But we'll think that this man is anointed by the Holy Spirit. Well, he's not. Now, that some people, they do that. They take it because they cannot stand in front of people. But then when you start with one glass, you're going to go to the second, you're going to go to third, until you find yourself that you're now taking it as everyone. Some will tell you, I take a bit of one because of my digestion. But hey, there are a lot of things that you can take for your digestion. There are a lot of things that they are selling in the shop, biscuits and all you can take for digestion. Why only alcohol? You see, this is always something that attracts you in order. It's not about digestion per se, but it's about something that is in you as a person, as a kind of spirit that is pulling you to that. And it starts with 1, 2, 3, 4 until you become a drunkard. And we start now doing it in your house and say you just drink and get drunk and then you sleep. And then you ask yourself a question, why are you doing that? There will be no proper answer per se, saying that I'm doing because I want to grow into this or grow into that. And it has to be something as children of God to really avoid, stay away from, because there's no trust. We don't get anything. And if we can be okay, the Bible says, instead of being drunk, be filled with the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit makes you, leads you, guides you, gives you whatsoever you need, a thing that you want, pleasure, whatever, you can get it from the Holy Spirit. But people don't see it that way. People will prefer to do it, to go with the route of taking something or just feeling good when they are sitting with their friends, to have that moment of sharing, that moment of drinking a bit, that moment of having a conversation and drinking. And for them, it's a moment of fun. But as I said, as I'm learning now, you said that, we as Christians, we need to stay away from it. Just do not allow that to be part and parcel of our lives. You know, myself in my house, you never get to my house, even when I get a visitor. I'll tell the visitor, you know what, I don't allow alcohol to enter my house. If you want to drink alcohol, please drink it outside. I cannot stop you from drinking alcohol. You can drink because you love drinking. But as far as I'm concerned, don't bring alcohol in my house. Keep it at the cooler box. Put your alcohol, your drink in your box, whatever. If we are driving, you go somewhere, you can drink. But when you come to my house, don't do that, because I don't want to associate myself with that. Because if I start associating, I start taking, accepting it and tolerating it, one day, you bring your alcohol and put them, I can even forget about it and I leave them. When people come and say, hey, even he wants to take some alcohol, and then I'll have some explaining. I don't want to explain anything to anybody. I prefer to have my conscience that is clean, no alcohol closer to me, it's far away from me, drink it as you wish, but do not bring it closer. And Christians have to have that mind as well, because there are things that are not really, they do not edify us. We just stay away from it instead of just saying, hey, let me just be there and cool off with them and be there. At the end of the day, you might put yourself in trouble for nothing.
I hear you quite well. 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, we trust the Father is doing you well, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is taking place right through up to the hour 8. We are talking about the very notion, aspect, if one can put it across, the very notion and aspect of drunkenness, what it is even all about. Let's hear what you say. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-33-413-22. I need to hear from you as to what you say with regards to this. Send us a WhatsApp. 082-657-2729.
let's hear what you say on the matter. All right? Let's see. Look, man, the computers have just gone off here. I don't know what's going on. They've just gone off. Here's another one. It says, good evening. It's Nonjabulo Happiness Nkosi from Pit Retief, Mpumalanga. I would like to ask if I can be one of Sunday school. What? Teaching Sunday school? Sorry, man. I think it's the wrong radio station. Mkondo FM? No, come on. I think it's the wrong one. You sent on the wrong one. Thank you for listening, though. I really appreciate that. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Talk to us directly there. I need to hear from you as to what you make of this. And of course, there are also comments that have been made by our brothers and sisters on the show, man. And I really appreciate them for having come through for us. And let me start with William Steinbank. And put across what he said. William.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.